when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. And, of course, we're into December, which means we're throwing in some Christmas polkas. So that's what we got on tap for you today. We'll try to get our usual 78 of the week. Instead of calling it 78 of the week, by the way, I decided to call it our salute to shellac, because I like the way that sounds. So we'll have that. Try to get at least one waltz in the show for you this week. All that kind of stuff like we do every week. So we'll get rolling here. I'll update you on my shoulder surgery and the frigid weather here in northern Minnesota. All things that if you're not anywhere near here, you don't really care about. But that's the way it goes. Let's get things rolling, shall we? It's on the mountain. It is. It's on the mountain. It's the name of the song. Here's Eddie and the Slovenes.
Спокой, ты на Горенску, я спокой, ты на Горенску, я спокой, ты на Горенску, горна опрощаешь, грио, грио, дрею, грио, дрею, грио, грио, дрею, грио, дрею, грио, грио, дрею, грио, дрею, горна опрощаешь.
And there you go, Eddie and Slovene sing a song, and now we're into this too far to turn back already, right? Another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. For those of you who keep count, and probably I'm sure none of you do, but I do, this is program number 454. That's a great engine if you're building a hot rod. Put a 454 in that thing. Anyway, show is rolling along, still recovering from shoulder surgery, if you've been following my story on that over the last few weeks. I'm now into week number four of basically not using my right arm for much. And I got a sling. 2 more weeks of that. I start physical therapy next week. And I have days where things in there hurt a lot, and it makes me worry I've damaged something pushing it. You know, because I'm not supposed to do anything. But you know how that is. It's like, oh, I can just do this little thing. I still have to stand up and put records on the right-hand turntable because my right arm in the sling, I can't even come close to getting records on over there. So I get a little extra exercise because I'm getting up and down. But we'll find out what the PT guy has to say when we get into the week here, and I'll report next week. But yeah, if you need shoulder surgery, don't put it off for 35 years like I did. It's not a good plan. All right, here's Don Peachy and the orchestra and the Tomcat Polka. Peachy and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week like we do every week. Glad you're hanging around listening to the show. Hope it's warm wherever you're at. It's 2 below here this morning, and so it's not really warm where we're at, but I mean it's warm where I'm at because I'm in the studio. But if you're outside, you're cold today, man. But I know I got a lot of folks listening in places like California and Texas and Florida where they don't see below zero weather very often or ever, I bet. I don't know. But yeah, I had a little winter weather advisory yesterday. 40-mile-an-hour winds and snow and ice. You know the weather's not good. See, a lot of you live in areas where you never hear in your forecast that there'll be ice accumulations of a tenth of an inch, which means everything outside, your car, the power lines, the sidewalks, are going to be coated with a nice, smooth layer of ice. Makes everybody fall on their butt. Makes people like me, wearing a sling recovering from shoulder surgery, not even want to go outside. Because the surgeon told me if I were to fall and land on this shoulder, we'd have to start over. Don't want to do that. So if you're someplace where there's winter weather in danger, be careful, all right? Now, here's a record comes around very rarely. It's the Alpine Travelers. I'll tell you more about them after I play the record. And obviously, it's the Alpine Polka. Thank you. the Alpine Polka by the Alpine Travelers. Now, bear with me here, because this is on the right-hand turntable. And I can't work it with my right hand, but I want to get this record off of here, because I want to tell you all what it says on here. And I need my extra high-power reading glasses, because somebody decided printing with letters that actually fit on the label was necessary. It says, recorded by the Alpine Travelers, official band of Airy 2189, Astoria, Georgia, of the Fraternal Order of the Eagles. It's the way to go, you guys. And that record's like, I don't know. It's got to be from the 50s, I would say. So there you go. It goes to the benefit fund for hearing aids for needy children. So, hey, we're glad to help you out. I mean, it's been a few years, but you know, we're trying anyway. I want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum quickly, and encourage you to visit them. If you don't want to be up here where it's below zero right now, visit them online. Not only that, you don't have to worry about the cost of gas, and you can just look at everything. Well, you can't see everything, or what would be the point in going there? But you get a pretty good sampling, and then it'll make you want to go there when the traveling bug hits and when you're not heading to some part of the country where it's below zero with snow up to your you-know-what. So check them out. worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the internet. They've got like 1,400 accordions and related instruments on display, all sorts of related memorabilia, research materials, the concert hall, the accordion repair and technician school. It's pretty amazing, actually. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Look them up, worldofaccordions.org. It's that easy. All right. Now, I told you, Christmas records are all a flurry. Get it? Flurry, snow, Christmas. And I'm going to be adding more and more into the show each and every week. This one I had not played on the show ever since the show started, up until last year, maybe the year before. I can't remember. Somebody had emailed here at the show and asked about it. And I was like, yeah, I remember having that record somewhere. And I went on an extensive search to find it in the piles of records that hadn't been sorted out. And I found I had it on both a 78 and on a 45. And to tell you the truth, I think the 78 sounds better, because the 45 is a little scratchy, but the 45 is handier, and I'm going to use something else for our salute to shellac this week. So here's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, and it's Santa Claus time.
It's Santa Claus time, see his reindeer come to pull in Santa's sleigh. With a load of toys for the girls and boys for the merry Christmas day. It's Santa Claus time, cause it's Christmas Eve and hearts are light and gay. For old Santa's back with his great big pack for a merry Christmas day. If you've been good the way you should, how happy you will be. For Santa will leave lots of gifts beneath your Christmas tree. It's Santa Claus time, better close your eyes, for Santa's on his way. Now if you don't peep and go fast to sleep, soon it's Merry Christmas Day.
Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there. It's Santa Claus time here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and of course there will be more Christmas songs coming up in this show and all the shows up until Christmas. So plan accordingly, all right? That is wrong. I'm trying to... Sometimes I just get the records in the wrong deal here. We have this conversation every week, don't we? Anyway, let's do the John Jeske Orchestra. There's no D in orchestra. I spelled that wrong, didn't I? Anyway, despite my misspelling, it's the Happy Polka People Polka.
Happy polka people, love that polka sound. Happy polka people, dancing all around. Happy polka people, having lots of fun. Happy polka people, make polkas number one. While the band is playing a happy polka song, grab yourself a partner, it sure won't take you long. Everybody's ready to try that polka beat. Happy polka people, the greatest you will meet. Polka people, love that polka sound. Happy polka people, dancing all around. Happy polka people, having lots of fun. Happy polka people, make polkas number one.
That's John Jeske Orchestra there. Happy Polka People. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're here for another week. You know, I think I forgot to mention probably the last couple of weeks even that if you want to get in touch with the Zumpa Hour, you can email, FaceTime, telephone, text message, just about any form of communication that exists anymore. Smoke signals, semaphores, flags, whatever. I learned how to read flag signals when I was in Boy Scouts. You know, you stand on a hill with your big flags and spell out words by making the letters with your flags. Sure, you want to send in a request by flags? You go stand on the big hill over there and I'll watch for you. But if you would rather, you can use your phone and leave a voice message or a text message at area code 218-259-2985, okay? 218-259-2985. That works for sending a text, like from your smartphone or whatever, or you could actually call and speak into your phone and leave a message there, because we're usually not monitoring that phone to answer it, but the messages go in there, and we do hear them, so if you have anything you'd like to hear, a question about a song or whatever, by all means. You can also use the old email. That's an easy one, too, because it's oompahour@aol.com. All one big word, all small letters and all that. You know how that email thing works. And check out the Facebook. It's facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. There are all different ways you can get in touch with the show. It's just that easy. Granted, over the last couple of weeks, I've been a little lax looking at that stuff because it's hard to run the computer because my mouse hand is in a sling, or my mouse arm, I guess it is. But I do check it, and sometimes I make my daughter do it, so... Anyway, feel free if you have a request or whatever. How about Whoopi John? I haven't heard from Whoopi in a while here. Whoopi John and the orchestra. Here's the banjo polka.
Ring, ring, ring the banjo loud while we dance the polka proud. Ring, ring, ring the banjo till we rock the room and rafter sill. Thank you.
There's Whoopi in the orchestra, the banjo polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I got to go see if I can scrape up a 78 for this week for our salute to shellac, which I just decided to start calling it after calling it the 78 of the week for the last year. So I'll do that. You can listen to Claire Witkowski in the orchestra, okay? Okay, I guess that means it's my turn. I was kind of busy here. I was getting the other turntable switched over for playing a 78 for our salute to shellac. As you know, we started many months ago doing at least one polka or old-time record off of a shellac 78 back before vinyl records came along. And sometimes it's harder to find them than it is other times. But what do you think about Lester's Accordion Trio? Doesn't that sound like something that they recorded in some guy's living room? It is. It's on Continental Records. It's one of those little private record labels. It's not one of the biggies, you know, like Columbia or RCA or Decca or something. The Dolly Polka, German style. There's Lester's Accordion Trio, our official salute to shellac this week. Thank you. All right, there you go. Lester's accordion trio there. And the Dolly Polka, our Continental record label. That is our official salute to Shellac Record for this week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's get back to a little more Christmas music, shall we? How about an old-fashioned Christmas polka? This is interesting. It's Frankie Yankovic, and this record was made in 1984. Stamped right on the record, 1984. I thought, wow, that's practically new. And I realized that's almost 40 years ago. But it's certainly one of the newest records in the library here on the Oompa Hour shelves. And it may have been released before that, and this is a re-release or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's Frankie Yankovic.
Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas polka on this happy holiday.
It's an old-fashioned Christmas polka. It's Frankie Yankovic here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Does not say that it includes the Yanks on the record. Who are those other guys? It just says Frankie Yankovic. All right, now, you know we always try to have a waltz in every show. Let's do that before I get carried away with these Christmas records and forget to get a waltz in here. Johnny's Hot Shots, huh? On the Sound Recording Company record label. Obviously, it's Sound Recording. Seems like a silly name for a record company. Anyway, here's the St. Paul Waltz.
Thank you.
There you go, Johnny's Hot Shots, and that's the St. Paul Waltz. Dancers, you're off the hook now. You can relax. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Going to make it to the end of the show, which is coming faster than I thought. I was thinking we're only like halfway through, and we're way past that. What is going on again with the time deal? I can't even decide where this record goes. How do they get so confusing all the time? I never write on the records, that's why, so I don't know where they go. Some radio, you know, they put cold numbers or labels and stuff on the record so they file them properly. Yeah, that's long past. Here's Harry Czarnik and the Texas Dutchman. It's the Charming Katie Polka. Harry Czarnik. Oh, shut that record off. And the Texas Dutchman, the Charming Katie Polka. Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Here we are again doing it. Glad you're along. You know, this show happens like this every week, same time, same place, same channel, whether you're listening on a radio station or a web stream or a podcast or a downcast or a download or an Insta post or I have no idea. But wherever it is, it'll be here again next week. How about the Sleigh Ride Polka? It's Craig Ebel here on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go, Craig Ebel there. That's the Sleigh Ride Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's Roll Time Oldies Show, and I see the clock. The time is just flying by here. I've got at least one more Christmas song to slip into the show this week, and I'm going to make sure I do because I already picked it out. So we got to get that in there coming up. Let's do Gene Wisniewski. This is the Beautiful Doll Polka. Gene Wisniewski there. I got so entranced watching the record go around, I almost forgot to talk there. That's the Beautiful Doll Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, this next one I don't think we've ever played on the show. We've got the Six Fat Dutchmen up here, and they're going to do the Nebraska Polka. And I don't think I've ever played this one on the show, at least not that I can recall. And I don't think that we have any stations in Nebraska carrying the Zumpa Hour. I'm pretty sure we have 29 stations now, but I don't think anybody is in Nebraska. I could be wrong. So if you're listening in Nebraska, you know, like on what? KGRA, Grand Island, Nebraska. I almost took a job there once about 50 years ago. anyway, so for all you Nebraskaites, you could still be listening in Nebraska. In fact, if you are listening in Nebraska, send us an email or a text or whatever and let us know. Because, I mean, technically we're worldwide because this is radio stations are streaming this and you can hear that any place they have the internet. But I don't think I've ever played this one. Here's the Six Fat Dutchmen. It's the Nebraska Polka.
We'll be right back.
Six Fat Dutchman, Nebraska Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hang on. Got another Christmas song coming up for you. See if we can't squeak in another one or two after that as well. So stay around. Now I got to play the commercial. And if you remember last week, with my shoulder surgery and everything, my right arm does not reach to the machine that plays the commercial. So here, I'm going to go over there and push it, all right? And then we'll have more music for you. Here we go.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's get another Christmas record rolling here. This one doesn't seem to have the name of the band on the record label. It says that Larry Clevos is singing, but it doesn't say what band is backing him up. There's a little oversight in the label printing there. But the song is When Santa Does the Polka.
Santa does the polka, he's happy as can be. The elves and reindeers dance with him around the Christmas tree. The music is so lively, it gives them energy to make the long, long journey to us on Christmas Eve.
Give Santa dance
to your favorite polka band.
Give Santa dance,
spread cheer across the land.
It's grand. They'll swing around the North Pole dancing to a polka band. When Santa does the polka, he's making spirits bright for children that are waiting for him on Christmas night.
Dance, dance, dance
to your favorite polka band.
Dance, dance, dance,
spread cheer across the land.
Dance,
for all the girls and boys, they will all be waiting for the favorite Christmas toys.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
There you go, and Santa does a polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show as we sneak in more Christmas old-time music as each week goes by here, which, of course, culminates in the all-Christmas music show, which will happen the week where the weekend ends in Christmas. And I see this year Christmas is on a Sunday. Ho, ho, ho! That's going to be a tough choice. because I want to play Christmas songs the week of the 18th through the 24th leading into Christmas. But then you wouldn't have a Christmas show for Christmas Day because there'd be a new show. See, it all depends when you all play the shows on your various stations and webcasts and whatnot. So we'll have to see. You might get a few extra ones in there. We'll see how it works. All right. What kind of time we got? I guess this one's going to probably be our wrapper-upper for the week. It's the Babe Wagner Band. They're from New Ulm, you know. And here's the Land of Sky Blue Waters polka. Wagner Band there, and that also happens to be the wrapper-upper for the show this week. How time flies when you're having fun and you sneak in a few Christmas records and all that. But hey, there's a whole lot of more, whatever this was, coming back next week right here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!